I'm Brian Holst. I am in for Sandy Fagan. And why am I here? Because we have a very special guest in studio right now. Urban Cone has driven all the way down from the west side of L.A. They're playing the Troubadour tonight, and they've come down to play a couple of songs, which they are going to do first. They have a trio of songs they're going to perform for us. We are going to hear New York and Weekends. But first up, it is Sadness Disease. This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are live in studio right now with Urban Cone.
Talking to myself in the mirror, you're gonna lose me now, you're gonna lose me now. Think about yourself, think about Sunday, you're gonna lose me now, you're gonna lose me now. I've got the sadness disease, how are you gonna cure me? Look at what you've done, it's so simple. I'm gonna lose you now, I'm gonna lose you now. We were so alive, now it's Sunday. You're gonna lose me now, you're gonna lose me now. I've got the sadness disease, how are you gonna cure?
That is Sadness Disease by Urban Cone. They're performing live in studio right now at KX93.5. I'm Brian Holst, and Urban Cone has two more tracks to perform right now. They are going to perform what you've been hearing on our airwaves for the last few months, and what I've been a fan of for quite some time before that. This is their song, New York.
Please don't be different. If I could visit you some more, I would be different. Cause all these streets, they make me high, they make me different. And all you people make me shy, cause you are different. Please don't be different. Please don't be different. They call it New York City. They call it New York City. I wish that I could take you there. Wish you could listen. I show you everything I know. If you could listen. 'Cause all these streets, they make me high. They'll make you listen. I hope we'll make it out alright. Wish you could listen. Oh baby, listen. Oh baby, listen. They call it New York City. They call it New York City.
That is New York. Urban Cohen is live here at KX93.5, and they have one more song to perform. We are joined specifically by Emil, Jacob, Magnus, Rasmus, and Tim. The quintet are going to perform one last song right now, Weekends, live here in our Pearl Street studio at KX93.5.
On the weekends.
We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and that was Urban Cone performing live here in our studio. I'm Brian Holst, and Sandy Fagan will be back in a few, but right now I am joined by Urban Cone, who just performed a couple great songs in the studio live. How are you guys doing?
Woo-hoo.
Hello.
You guys can hear yourself all right?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes, yes. So you guys, once you fly in, it was not yesterday, but the day before, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So we had the day off yesterday here in L.A.
And what'd you guys do up in L.A.?
We had fish tacos, and we went to the beach.
That's a good thing to do. Do you guys get sucked into like the whole In-N-Out burger thing when you're visiting?
That was actually like the first thing we did.
Not to give them free promotion. I'm trying to think about people who fly In-N-Out. Like, oh, let's go to
We went to like the one, you know, the nearest to the airport.
Bro, LAX.
It was great. We had like so many burgers.
So you guys are from Stockholm, right?
Yes.
How is home? Everything good back at home?
Yeah, everything's great. I mean, this is the best time to be in Stockholm right now. This is where it's not snowing and it's not dark.
Right.
Everyone is not depressed anymore.
You guys are so far north. You have very long days and nights at different parts of the year,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We get to be here, and that's amazing. But it would be cool to get some summer in Stockholm.
It's like the only time you want to be in Stockholm is the summer. You don't want to be there in the winter.
And you guys, you guys didn't realize that you're coming into Orange County. Is that correct? Because you guys came in here and I was like, oh yeah, welcome to Orange County. You're like, oh, we're in Orange County? And visions of the TV show started too. How did Polaroid Memories, your new album, come about?
We went to my summer house in Sweden in the summer, not in the winter.
With lots of sunlight.
Yeah. And lots of like beaches and
can you go in the water easily in Sweden?
Yeah.
It's not too cold?
No, it's very hot in summer.
Oh really? Okay.
And we threw like balls.
Oh, okay.
Balls in water. Wrote like the whole album there.
You know, you kind of touch upon it as you booba, that's ball in Swedish?
Wabuba.
It's like a brand.
Oh, okay.
I think it's an Australian brand.
Probably.
They make like balls that bounces very well.
In America, we seem to have this perception that there's a lot of pretty or just otherwise good music that comes out of Sweden.
Yeah.
At a glance, I did a Google search and, you know, I'm just the Cardigans, you know, Mike Snow, Peter Brion and John, like all these different artists. Do you feel as though, I mean, obviously, you know, English is a second language for you, but so many Swedish bands record in English. I mean, one of the few exceptions I can think of that I have is Kent. I think I have an old Kent album that's in your native language. But do you feel like that forces you to express yourself musically sometimes beyond the lyrics? There's this perception, like with Sweden, for a lot of our, you know, the music connoisseurs that like indie music, there's like there's so much good stuff. And I always kind of wonder if it's something cultural or if it's just the matter of trying to write in a different language. I mean, what do you think it is?
It's a tough question.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
I like the way that we express ourselves like musically. And I heard someone say like, you can't write like lyrics if you're not dreaming in that language.
Yeah, maybe we're concentrating more on the melodies and I don't know, getting the right vows and that kind of stuff.
You know, if you even think back to like the Cardigans and Love Fool, I mean, that's lyrically, it is simple, but people still go crazy about it to this day, you know. So I don't know.
Maybe a bit more into, I don't know, the way the words are sounding.
So how do you guys, obviously I would characterize your album as what, indie pop, indie rock, kind of around there? How would you guys describe it?
Yeah.
But you obviously also do a lot of collaborations with electronic artists.
Yeah.
Porter Robinson, Lucas Nord, who you guys were talking with earlier today. His birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lucas. you know, John Dahlback. How do you guys really not see genre lines? Do you guys just do whatever interests you, or do you kind of deliberately try to kind of switch it up?
Yeah, I guess we didn't think so much about it back then. It was just, I mean, the dance scene was pretty interesting because it became so huge. And we listened a lot to dance music back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so much now, but back then we did.
And then our friend Lucas, we actually played in the same band before Urban Cone. And he started producing like dance electronic music and sent us this track. And we were like, yeah, why not do a feature? And then we've been doing like three other features after that, and But I mean, the our mainly focus is like the band,
of course,
sound, because we're like super sound nerds, and like we love sitting in the studio, like finding these all new sounds and try to create something differently sounding.
And on that note, what on I've never heard of an omnichord before, which is one of the things you guys brought in. It's how would you describe it? Because it looks kind of like a piano, but it's also
it's like an instrument for people that can't play. It's like you push a button.
I need to get me one of those.
It's actually Suzuki made them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird.
And you like push a button and then you swipe your fingers to like this metal board and then there's a like a chord.
It has this very dreamy kind of like sound.
And then you have a drum machine in it and you have an organ and
One other thing I was going to mention, you guys have had a lot of remixers that I'm fond of working with you, like Oliver Nelson.
Yeah.
Are these people that you like collaborate with, you know, personally, or is it more of the whole like looking for remixer sort of thing?
Oliver, it's actually
our friend.
Okay,
he's like a very close friend to us. So.
It's Tim's best friend.
Oh.
Yeah. So
one of my favorite remixers. So my hat's off to him.
That came very naturally. But otherwise, I mean, we're always looking for remixes. It's like, it's a really fun way to hear what people make, I mean, with our songs.
Well, you know, once upon a time, a remix 20 years ago, I guess, was sort of taking a song and just trying to reinvent it a little bit for the dance floor. But you can completely redo something these days, which I think was so interesting about it. You said that you guys aren't listening to as much electronic music right now. Is that just sort of not what you're feeling? Are you kind of over it?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of music today is so static in one way.
It's interesting because a lot of the electronic artists that I like are people like Oliver Nelson that I caught on to a couple of years ago and I follow, but I haven't found as many new people like I once did a few years ago. But
right now, I believe we wanted to make an album that sounded live and sounded like super organic and alive in one way.
It very much does.
Yeah, well, thank you. That was our vision.
So before we head out, you guys are headed off to Australia in about a week's time? Or
No, in like 3 weeks. Okay. We're going there. It's our first tour. So
have you been to Australia before?
No.
You're going to love it.
We're afraid of the animals, though.
Yeah, super afraid.
You know they actually eat kangaroo down there?
Oh, I have to try that. But I don't want
to. I tried it. It's
so cute.
It's actually not bad, but people will look at you back at home like you're a monster when you tell them that you ate a kangaroo. I'm just warning you. My mother was like,
But I heard like there are so many of the kangaroos.
There are.
You can see them like everywhere.
Yeah, I think that when I was there was something like 5 kangaroos for every Australian.
Oh, wow.
In certain parts of the country, you could actually just shoot them. Like if you saw them, like farmers or whatnot. Just
You're allowed to shoot them?
In certain parts, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, I don't think you can carry a shotgun down the a street in Sydney and be like, kangaroo, you know?
We don't want to shoot them.
Maybe for Russell Crowe, but...
Yeah.
Well, thank you for stopping in. I know you guys got to get back up to L.A., but we super appreciate you guys coming down here. You guys sounded absolutely wonderful, and we hope you have a great show at the Troubadour tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm out of here. I'll see you in a couple hours. Sandy Fagan will be back in a few moments.